Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Psachim Daf Dalet. If you turn to the bottom of Daf Dalet on the base, the Gemara is looking for the Makar that the Isser of Bal Yiroah and Bal Yimotze already begins before Pesach begins, the middle of the 14th day. The Gemara says, Minolan, what's the Makar? Amar Abaya, Trei Kroi Ksivi. There are two Psukim. Ksiv Shivas Yomim Sar Le Yimotze Bevoteichem, which is the Lav of Bal Yimotze. There's another pasuk that says the mitzvahs asay of tashpisu hashpasa sa'ar on the first day by yom harishon, the first day of Pesach. How's that possible? And Rashi explains, how do you have that on the first day of Pesach? There's a mitzvahs asay of tashpisu, which would imply a shah achas. You already had a bit of chametz during Yontif in your house. How could you have that if there's an Isser of Bal Yimotze already beginning the night of Pesach? Hakeitzar, how's that going to work? Le rabbis arba asar le biur, there must be a chiyuv tashbisu of biur even before Pesach begins. There's a famous hakira, Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tes. Avni Nezer also discusses it in Arachayim Simin Shin Yud Ches. What is the mitzvah of tashbisu? What's the gather of the mitzvah? Is it a positive mitzvah saseh, go be mashpis, go destroy chametz, and a person may have a chiyuv, if he doesn't have his own chametz, to go buy chametz? Or the gedder of the mitzvah is similar to Shabbos. On Shabbos is isra malacha, l'sasachol malacha. Besides for the isra malacha, there's also a mitzvah saseh of shvisa. Besides for the isra of doing malacha, there's a mitzvah of shabbosain, a person should rest on Shabbos. So too, a person has a lav, he's not allowed to have chametz in his house. But besides for that, there's also a mitzvah of ach b'yoyim harishon tashbisu sa'ar mibateichem, that his house should be mushbis from chametz. His house should be a mitzias of no chametz. And then an afgemina would be, like we mentioned before, you wouldn't have to go buy chametz to make sure that he's mekayim a mitzvah, just not having chametz. That itself is the mitzvah. Another afgemina lahalacha would be in the inyan of mitzvah tzrichas kavana. If it's a positive mitzvah, then he needs to have kavana. But if it's just a passive mitzvah, a sheva al taisa, then there, it's mavur in some rishonim that there's no inyan of having kavana for that type of mitzvah. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to say that l'chayr it's totally in a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos how to understand what bittul is, which is also found in Daf Dalet Amud Beis. If you look in Rashi Dibur HaMaschil b'bittul ba'alma, where the Gemara says that bittul is a din da'iraisa, Rashi says, t'chsiv tashpisu, v'lechsiv seva'aru, v'hashpasa d'leiv hi hashpasa. Hashbasa is hashbasa b'leiv. It happens in your heart with a ma'isa bittul. Tosfos says, he brings Rashi, and he says, Pirush b'kuntres, midichsiv tashbisu v'lechsiv sevaru, alma hashbasa b'levi v'kasha l'ri, tahay hashbasa sehavarahi. Hashbasa is havara, it's a ma'isa of destruction, v'loi bittul. It's not bittul. So the Minchas Chinuch says that l'chayra, this shayla, whether or not tashbisu is a positive mitzvah saseh, or it's a shava al taisa, just be in a situation, have a home which is mushbis from chametz, will be telling this machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Meaning, according to Rashi, who says that bittul is learned from tashbisu, and it's hashpasa b'leiv, so then it's a passive mitzvah of hashpasa b'leiv. Person should have a house which is mushbis from chametz. However, according to Tosfos, Tosfos says that bittul cannot be learned from tashbisu because tashbisu is a maisa havara. Tosfos holds that tashbisu is a mitzvah saseh, go destroy the chametz. The Minchas Chinuch says that from Rashi, the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Beis, when Rashi is explaining the Gemara's question, l'chayr should be a raya that tashbisu is a kumvase, not like Rashi said earlier. Why? Because Rashi explains the Gemara's question when the Gemara is trying to prove from the psukim that there's a mitzvah saseh of tashbisu already from Erev Pesach. Rashi says you have one pasuk. Rashi explains the Gemara. You have one pasuk that says shivas yomim sar leimatzim bevateichem. You have another pasuk that says ach b'yom rishon tashbisu sar mibateichem. Rashi says, what's the stira? Harishah boy shah achas. When it says ach b'yom rishon tashbisu, means you already are bit into day one, and now the Torah is saying go do the ma'isa hashbasa. Zok the Minchas Chinuch that only if we understand that tashbisu is a positive ma'isa, go do hashbasa, then we could say that when the Torah says ach b'yom harishon tashbisu, it means once the first day comes, then that's when you have yichiv to do your ma'isa tashbisu. However, if tashbisu means sheva al taisa, don't be in a situation, sit back and don't be in a situation where your home has chametz, then that has to be right before Yom Tov comes in, you have to make sure that on the Yom HaRishon you will be in a situation where you're not going to have chametz in your home. So what's the Gemara's kasha? How can the Gemara prove from these psukim that there's a stira in the psukim, and the Yom HaRishon has to mean Erev Yom Tov? So the Menachas Chinuch says, although I told you that Rashi Shita is that Tashpisu is a Shaval Taisa, and here I'm telling you that from this Rashi, the way he learns this Gemara, it seems that he holds that Hatzukum Vasei. Menachas Chinuch says there are many other Shitas in understanding how Tashpisu works and what the Makar for Tashpisu being a Chiv on Yom Yudalit. It's possible that Abaye specifically holds that Tashpisu is a Kum Vasei, and that's why Abaye is able to learn from these Psukim, from the Stirim Psukim, that the Chiyuv Tashbisu comes on Erev Yom Tov. However, the other Amorayim on Tanayim also, on Daf Hei, that have different sources to say that Tashbisu starts even on Erev Pesach, they could hold that Tashbisu is a Shaval Taisa, like the Menachas Chinuch himself explained, Shitas Rashi, earlier on Daf Dalet, Amud Beis, and how he understands Bittul. Have a wonderful day.